This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hey, this is the mayor of the airwaves, and we have Dale Gladding on the line. Hello, Dale. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Mr. Mayor?
I'm all right. Now, I do want to let folks know that Dale Gladding is a minister of sorts, I guess. I have to find out what your qualifications are, but I do know in God's eyes and my eyes, you certainly are a minister. And
I'm an ordained Baptist minister, bro.
I did not know that. But more impressive than even that is the fact that you've been going into prisons, visiting prisoners for how many years now?
35.
Uh-huh, 35. I just marvel at that. It's something I did when I was first born again. I even did it down here later on in life. But, the Lord says very clearly, he said, you visited me, you gave me food when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, fed me, and you visited me in prison. And to many others, he'll say, depart from me, I never want to see you, because you did not feed me, you did not clothe me, you did not visit me in prison. So it's a... Guys may do something wrong, but the Lord is with them, isn't he?
Yes, he is. That's Matthew 25:36. I was in prison and you visited me. And I think it's helpful to remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, on his last day before the crucifixion, spent his last night behind bars in prison.
Well, if I might say so on behalf of my brethren that you've helped, thank you. I mean, I didn't go to prison with these guys, but I got to say thank you, because if ever I was, there's nothing like a kind hand that helps you. But now, today we're going to talk about Roe versus Wade. I thought I'd talk with somebody that knew about it, because I've heard it all my life. All I know is that it permitted a lot of people to get abortions, and a lot of people were very upset when that happened. How many years ago did Roe versus Wade come down the pike?
That was 1973.
Wow. And what exactly happened? What exactly happened?
Roe basically found that there is a constitutional right to have an abortion. They somehow found it in the 14th Amendment, which, a cursory reading of it, that was strictly granting citizenship to native-born Americans, particularly African-Americans who had been slaves. So how they found that... right to an abortion in the 14th Amendment, I have no idea. And that's basically what Justice Alito cited when he wrote the majority opinion striking down, overturning Roe v. Wade. They also referenced, in the initial ruling, they referenced the 4th Amendment, which is the right to privacy, but that has more to do with your own documents and papers and things of that nature. Medical records has nothing to do with the right to slaughter an unborn, preborn, precious, innocent child.
Well, what? Explain that again. You kind of breezed over that. I don't understand. What did they find? What little tidbit was misconstrued or abused or mishandled by lawyers? What did they find?
They found that under the guise of the right to privacy, that you had a constitutionally guaranteed right to abort your own child. And even liberal justices such as Justice Ginsburg, who passed away a couple of years back, she found it to be a faulty and incorrect ruling. But she was the law of the land for 49 years.
But she was pro-choice, Ginsburg.
Oh, absolutely.
But she's such an honorable person.
She didn't believe that the finding of the court back in 73 that they used. A logical argument, let alone one that would pass constitutional muster.
Isn't it great, though, when somebody gets in the office, and even like her, she's totally opposite of most of my beliefs, but I certainly, she was an intellect, an academic, she was brilliant, but she was made of a substance that's rare. She was, I mean, even honest about that, though she was pro-choice, she was honest about that, and what a great woman. I wish I'd had a chance to meet her, but then again, she may have converted me. I don't
Well, one of the ironic things about her is her closest friend during her time on the court was Antonin Scalia, who's
yes.
arguably the most conservative, you know, constructionist, constitutional constructionist justice that we've had in the last, you know, 50, 60 years. So that was certainly an odd couple, but they got along very well.
Well, how about
on
that?
The bench and off.
How about that couple that he was the guy that got Clinton elected, and she's a devout Republican, and they have a wonderful
James Carville and
James
Carville and his wife. She's a Republican consultant. He was Clinton's.
And they exude a great love. I think sometimes, maybe a contest is very sexy. It's a great way, even, and if it's not a male female thing, then it's just as a friend. It's great. Mm-hmm. I love to be tested. And even the Bible says, mm-hmm. right, a wise man loveth correction. So if I'm standing on my podium and you can knock me off, then I well deserve to be knocked off. But if you attempt to knock me off and you can't, then my stance is even stronger by that contest,
there
right?
You go.
Yeah,
I hear you.
So they found this little thing, which obviously is a bunch of crap. It was based on that,
right.
and now, so how do you know any inside information about how this got turned around now?
Well, it was the Dobbs versus Jackson case that the Supreme Court took up. It was a Mississippi law that basically rolled back abortion access, said that it was except for the life of the mother being in danger or a fetal abnormality, potentially fatal one, that abortions would be illegal after 15 weeks. And that's actually what is now the state law in Florida that was instituted about a year ago. Our own state representative, Erin Grawl, introduced that bill, and it was assigned into law. So we're at a 15 weeks parameter as well. But Jackson, it was a women's clinic, abortion clinic in Jackson, Mississippi, contested it, and it went all the way up to the Supreme Court and Justice Alito, and like I said, he issued the majority opinion, but Clarence Thomas and Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh were the five justices that held to that. Chief Justice Roberts, he upheld the Mississippi law, so that was a 6-3 verdict, but he did not want to go as far as overturning Roe v. Wade. So that portion of the judgment was, or the verdict was 5-4.
Hmm. So, I'm not too pleased with him.
Yeah, no, because he's the Chief Justice, he thinks his role is to bring compromise and unity on the board, on the bench, and you know, instead of just, you know, voting along constitutional grounds, he's always, you know, willing to compromise. If you remember the Obamacare verdict, the Obama administration argued before the Supreme Court that it was not a tax, it was a fine if you get the individual mandate that required everybody to get some type of personal health insurance, and if not, then you would be fined by the government, and that's illegal. And so even though that's what the Obama administration and their lawyers argued, Roberts found, I mean, he twisted the thing into a pretzel and found that it wasn't a fine, it was a tax, and as a tax, it was legal. So he actually, you know, ruled on an argument that was not even what the Obama administration had forwarded, but that he's a centrist, and he's trying maybe a little right of center, but he just wants to bring compromise and unity to the bench. Whereas, you know, Alito and Clarence Thomas are strict constitutional constructionists. They believe the Constitution says what it means. It means what it says.
Well, you know, Jesus said, "I wish above all things that thou were either hot or cold, because if you're mm-hmm. lukewarm, if you're lukewarm, I shall spew thee out of my mouth."
That's a good analogy. I would say John Roberts is probably, we feel very much at home in the Laodicean church.
Yeah, yeah. And
by the way, I mean the recent ruling also overturned the Casey verdict, which was in 1992, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Roe v. Wade basically said you can't have any government restrictions on abortions during the first trimester, and during the second trimester, the only restrictions can be if there's a pressing governmental interest, things of that nature, and they only limited it to abortion being outlawed in the third trimester. But even that's been watered down. Obviously, you got states like, you know, California, New York, and Virginia that are allowing abortions up to the point of birth, and in some cases after birth, which is, it's just unconscionable that would take place.
It is unconscionable. It's about as much consciousness as this Putin guy has right now. You know, just doesn't care that women and children, I mean, you know, recently they blew up a mall. I mean, and you know, they knew they were going to do that. And here's innocent moms and dads and little kids. I mean, you just, you have to be your conscience here. What amazes me is we always think we're impervious. In other words, I'm sure you think if you got $1 billion, you win the lottery. What's the lottery right now? I don't know, $350 million. So you win it, and you think that you're not going to change. You want to hear the rest of the interview? Tune in from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Rhett Palmer. This is a new day, if you want it to be.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at Indian River Real Estate LLC.com or on Facebook.
I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruined treasure. I've been given a hope.